This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. It's nice to have you listening this morning. It is the first Tuesday in July, which means we are roughly 4 months away from Election Day, the first Tuesday in November. Wisconsin's race for governor will be among the most closely watched in the country, with Scott Walker facing his second challenge since he was elected 4 years ago. Walker, who dispatched a recall challenge in defeating Tom Barrett 2 years ago, will likely face businesswoman and former State Commerce Secretary Mary Burke. Following a profile of Governor Walker several months ago, Milwaukee Magazine focuses on Burke's history in its current issue. Associate Editor Claire Hannon wrote the profile, and she joins us in the studio now. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Mitch.
You quote a lot of analysts, a few analysts who have been following the Burke campaign, and the assertion that several of them make is kind of that she's not your typical Democratic politician in Wisconsin. What makes her different than the model?
Well, she's certainly not, and probably the biggest example of that is that she has been touting her business experience hard, and her experience with TREC, her experience with the Commerce Department, her, you know, kind of on the side offering free business advice. Her Harvard Business School degree. She has been touting that extremely hard, and that's why some of them even compared her to Ron Johnson. With his business background, he was also able to put a lot of his own money into the campaign, as Mary Burke has too. Yeah, so in that way, she's not your typical Democrat.
Well, and this is interesting because the Walker administration, when Scott Walker was first running for office and since then, has really touted how friendly he and his administration have been to business as well.
Yeah, definitely. They have the renamed Commerce Department. They're just extremely different people. I think that was one of the things that really stuck out, especially after my colleague Matt wrote that very good article about Scott Walker and our May issue, just how different their backgrounds are. But in, I think, one very interesting way, they're very similar.
And that is?
Well, a lot of Matt's article talked about how, and a lot of articles since have talked about how unflappable Walker is. And you can't get the guy off message, can't really knock him down with anything. And Burke is equally unflappable. She's really getting the politician's touch when it comes to answering questions in a very diplomatic way and all, you know, being able to kind of work the spin back to her campaign message. So I think the debates, if they have them, will be very interesting to kind of see who blinks first.
Or potentially very frustrating for the people asking the questions.
Oh, yeah, or it's going to be boring as heck.
Well, and now you've followed her to campaign stops over time since she announced for governor. How has her style evolved?
Well, she's gotten much more confident. She's gotten much more capable in, you know, giving a rallying speech that really she can kind of work up that fervor and that passion while she's speaking now that is it's very probably invigorating for her supporters. Whereas in the beginning, it was kind of stumble, just try to get the message out there.
So it's you're talking about her background. It's well known that she is the daughter of Dick Burke, the late founder of TREC Bicycles.
Yep.
How did her dad shape the businesswoman and maybe the woman overall that she became?
It's almost how didn't he shape her? She is so good at sticking on message. The only moments of real candor that I was able to witness were when she was talking about her dad. And those are really the only instances when she would go off message, was talking about how she really wanted to be like him. She wanted to follow in his footsteps. She looked up to his philanthropy, his business leadership, his kind of mentoring that he gave to people. And that was probably one of the, I don't know, starkest things.
Well, and you talk about philanthropy, and you relate her experience with the Boys and Girls Clubs in Madison and what she essentially did kind of just, I don't want to say out of lark, but, you know, she has this has been a big and perhaps a little known part of what her background has been like.
Yeah. One of her friends told me that, well, Mary had been involved in, always involved in philanthropy, doing stuff through Track 2, but she really kind of put it into high gear after Dick died in 2008. And that's also when his children realized that he had made some huge donations that they never even knew about. The Urban Ecology Center is one. The Milwaukee Youth Arts Center is another. And that her friend said that was when she kind of stepped back, took a look at her life, and made some changes, became heavily involved in the Boys and Girls Club, leading it, revamping its finances, helping to find the new CEO, which led them to profitability, I think. In addition to all of these kind of side things, you know, donating almost $500,000 to a homeless shelter. So, and that was all kind of modeled after her dad, who is a pretty humble guy.
What sense do you get for what the business community's view of Mary Burke is?
Well, I think some of them are pleased that she's even talking about business in a way that other Democrats haven't. But there are others, like the former president of the Manufacturers and Commerce, who said he hasn't seen a concrete plan. Now, that could be because he hasn't read the 40-page Invest for Success, and because she definitely gets into some nitty-gritty in there. But I think people are kind of waiting for her to narrow that message down.
Well, and this seems emblematic of what some analysts say the challenge she has in front of her is, in general, this what is the message going to be?
Right. And one Madison political scientist told me that these 30-second ads, you know, while the attack ads sting, that format could really help her narrow it down into one soundbite. You know, I'm Mary Burke and I'm going to help with this and this.
If she is not your typical Democratic politician in Wisconsin because of her interest in business and business ties, how is she like a typical Democratic politician in Wisconsin? Because, you know, there are obviously going to be some voters who would look to her as being much different from Scott Walker.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the sort of social issues, she's pretty liberal. She has also said she would try to restore collective bargaining. So, and, you know, that's a financial issue, too. So in kind of those big ways, she aligns with the Democrats. And she used to even call herself an independent and then kind of realized, well, most of my beliefs align with the Democratic Party. And so that's where I kind of have a home.
She and, of course, she grew up in a pretty Republican area.
Yeah, Waukesha County in Heartland.
You spent time with her at campaign stops in addition to sitting down with her one-on-one. What kind of sense did you get for how she relates to just regular people?
She has this inquisitiveness about her that I thought was genuine. It didn't seem like a show. And she just really takes this whole kind of fact-finding that she's doing very seriously and asks, you know, everyone and their mother, why are you doing what you're doing? How do you feel about this? What can we change to make you happy? She told me about one lady's biggest problem was with the hours of the DMV. And she sat and talked to this lady about the DMV hours. I mean, she can question very well. And that's kind of interesting because usually you only see the other side, people grilling her.
Well, and so in the course of doing this, did you get a sense for the answer to, you know, the big question, you know, why her and why governor, why she thinks that of all the people in the state, she ought to be in the executive mansion?
Well, I think she's extremely smart. I think that comes across in a lot of what she says and a lot of the interviews she gives to other outlets. She's smart. She's accomplished. She is methodical. And I think she really wants to take that kind of approach to breaking down all the different agencies and, you know, saving money where you can, spending on things where you can. I think she's got kind of an accountant's approach to that. And I think she's probably very dissatisfied with the current leadership and I guess saw a hole. She's also never really failed at much. So I think she's got that in the confidence department.
Well, between this article and the profile of Scott Walker a couple of months ago, it's a lot for voters to take a look at. Should be an interesting few months ahead of us. Claire Hannon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Claire Hannon is associate editor of Milwaukee Magazine. Her profile of Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke is in the July issue. Claire's colleague at the magazine, senior editor Howie Magner, is our sports contributor. He joins us to talk about the sudden hiring of a new coach for the Milwaukee Bucks when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.